This is Way Back on WNYC, our biweekly look at the city's past told through archival audio. Today, we revisit the 1966 transit strike, which shut down subways and buses for 12 days. It paralyzed the city and sparked a feisty back and forth between the transit union and City Hall.
I think the powers that be are starting to feel the impact today. Yesterday was a honeymoon. Personally, I don't care if I rot in jail. I will not call off the strike.
That's Mike Quill, who was president of the Transport Workers Union at the time. He had some harsh words for city officials at this press conference, broadcast on WNYC on January 4th of that year. Shortly after that, Quill, who was known for his quick wit, and other union officials were arrested on grounds that the strike was illegal, something they clearly weren't worried about.
But if the sheriff or his lackey wishes to pick us up at 11 o'clock, he's welcome to it. But the strike goes on until the workers will get a reasonable settlement.
Reporters also questioned whether he wanted to be photographed being arrested and if it might help the union's cause.
Oh, I don't give a damn whether you have a camera or no camera. The public will never be interested in our cause as long as we ask them to walk.
The strike also began at a peculiar time, New Year's Day, and Mayor John Lindsay's very first day in office. As traffic built to a critical level, the mayor tried to reassure New Yorkers that everything would be all right.
So be assured of that, that food, fuel, illness, and so forth, hospital services will continue and continue in full service. Beyond this, however, we do have a very serious problem on transportation and traffic.
This audio is courtesy of the New York City Municipal Archives, and you can hear more at WNYC.org. This installment of Way Back on WNYC was produced with help from Anna Marie.